You're listening to SBS News.
Even those who followed the Assange case closely were stunned to learn the 49-year-old had fathered two children during his time in Ecuador's London embassy. Stella Morris is their mother.
I make Julian very present in their lives. They speak to him every day over the phone.
The boy's existence had been fiercely protected and was only revealed a few months ago. Some of Assange's critics, and there are many, saw it as an attempt to soften his image, to make his extradition less likely on compassionate grounds. Not so, according to his partner.
We're a family, and that's a real thing. It's not a PR anything. It's a reality, and people need to deal with that reality, including the courts.
Is there any part of you that regrets coming forward and telling your story?
I'm more concerned for our safety, but the ultimate risk is our children growing up without their father. And if Julian is extradited, my children will be fatherless.
One of Julian's lawyers earlier this year said that he's worried that Julian would commit suicide if he is extradited to the United States. Do you share that concern?
Obviously, this is a difficult thing for me to talk about, but I'm fighting for Julian's life here. He can't be extradited because that's it, basically. He won't survive it, and my children need to grow up with their father.
She's calling on Scott Morrison to take action. He's previously said the Australian government can't intervene.
Step in. This is a political case and it requires a political response.
We're midway through our interview when Stella is handed a phone. It's her fiancé calling from prison.
Hi. Hello?
They chat for a minute. Hello? She warns him she's wearing a microphone. He does most of the talking. 49-year-old Mr. Assange has been in London's maximum security Belmarsh prison since being dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in April last year. The United States wants him extradited to face court on 18 charges. Prosecutors allege he conspired with US Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to penetrate a Pentagon computer to steal and disseminate classified documents related to wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. They claim that by publishing them unredacted, he put lives at risk, a suggestion denied by WikiLeaks. The Australian faces a maximum sentence of 175 years if convicted. He hasn't been able to meet his lawyers in person for months.
This case couldn't be more important, and the consequences couldn't be more grave. And he's going into it with both hands tied behind his back.